67 degrees here at our studios on the east side of Red Oak. Have the opportunity and pleasure now to visit with a couple of individuals about Villisca Heritage Days and the all-school reunion. We have with us Gail Maxwell. Gail, good morning to you.
Good morning, Aaron.
How are you this morning, Gail?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Good. Are you ready for Heritage Days and the all-school reunion?
Oh, we're ready. We're excited. It's going to be a great time. We hope all the alumni can come back to town and make connections and just have a great time. The Betterment Association has got so many activities planned, and VAFA has a few too.
So Gail, you're president of VAFA, right?
I am.
If people hear VAFA and they think, okay, what are we talking about? What's VAFA?
VAFA is actually the Villisca Alumni and Friends Association, and it was organized in 2006, so we're celebrating our 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Our main goal is to support the school system and our community. We fund the field trips at the West Campus of Southwest Valley.
Yep.
We also provide funds for resources for teachers that is beyond the school budget.
Yeah.
And they can't afford, and you know, teachers, they're going to go buy it out of their own pocket.
Yeah.
So we help with that. We also provide stipends for students going on to national competitions. And then other things in the community, we back the pack, we care, we support several things like that.
I think, just a little backstory, I have the opportunity to visit with Southwest Valley Schools Tuesday mornings through the school year, and in that rotation was Liz Timmerman for a lot of time.
Love Liz.
So she's great.
Yeah.
I hate to see her moving on,
so
to be
we.
Perfectly honest and perfectly frank. But she spoke very highly of VAFA and all of the efforts and things that you make possible for the school. So
we love Liz. She worked with us so well and always attended our meetings, and we loved being able to support the school and all the things that they do.
Yes, absolutely. And we have with us this morning as well Alex Burton. Alex, how are you?
Good morning. Doing good.
It's nice to see you. So, Alex, you're more on the Heritage Days side of things. Is that right?
That's right.
So what's your role with Heritage? Who are you working with? Tell me a little bit about that. Betterment?
Yeah. So I'm serving as the president for the Betterment, and we've organized a lot more stuff this year compared to a typical, because it's an all-school reunion year as well.
Yeah.
So we've definitely got a ton of events.
You know, just a casual observer, Alex, I would say over the last couple, 2-3 years, I think the Betterment Association has become very active throughout the community. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, we've definitely tried to look at what we're doing. You know, when I first got involved a handful of years ago, we were doing some stuff, but then a lot of people came to the table with ideas. And from that, we took the idea and said, okay, do we have the volunteer help to pull it off? And that's like our Christmas event is a new event. Well, one of the big ones for us is a part of Heritage Days is actually our outdoor movie that we're starting.
Yeah.
So that was kind of built on the idea that a lot of people were emotionally associated with the Rialto. They felt like when that building was torn down, they felt kind of a loss of a landmark in our community. And thankfully, the restaurant, actually, as they changed hands, they changed their name to the Rialto Cafe. And they're right next to where we're doing our outdoor mural. So actually, we have that painted. And then July 1st is our first movie that we're doing.
Yeah.
And actually, we've had a good response from the community. I think that's one of those things where we don't have a ton of community events that bring people together. And this is an opportunity for people to come for free. Bring your lawn chairs. You can grab some food from the Rialto Cafe, or we'll have popcorn and other stuff, and just spend time outside.
So how many members are there with the Villisca Betterment? I mean, board members or members in general? A lot?
A lot. There's tons and tons and tons. And thankfully, we have a good group of volunteers. And there are some volunteers that only help with Heritage Days. Otherwise, we have a couple other events that people help with. So it would be hard to count, but it's quite a few. And then there's obviously our core group of volunteers that help with almost all the activities.
Yeah. There's a lot going on this year. If you look at the all-school reunion, you do. How frequently do you do that?
We do it every 4 years.
It started
in 2009, and we do it every 4 years.
So you have Heritage Days, you have all-school reunion, and also it's the America 250, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have all of these things that kind of have people ready for this time frame, which is 4th of July. So I don't know. Do we want to start first with Heritage Days, or we want to start first with the all-school reunion? Okay,
let's
talk about the all-school reunion.
Well, what we're doing this year to kick off the weekend is we're having a sip and snack.
Okay.
And that's going to take place at 113 North 2nd Avenue in Villisca. And the board of directors of VAFA will be providing beverages and snacks. And it's just a time. It's from 5 to 7 on Friday, July 3rd.
Okay.
And it is just a time for alumni, friends of alumni, past teachers, past administrators, anyone who wants to visit with people, just to stop by and sit and relax, have a drink, a snack. It's from 5 to 7, so it still gives them time to get down to the football field and participate in the activities there.
Okay.
So we're hoping that we get a lot of people. VAFA has over 360 members.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So we're hoping that a lot of the alumni and members come back, and if you're not a member, come by anyway.
So will there be a lot of, I mean, this is like the organized event, right, on
this
Friday
evening? This
is
the organized event, yes.
But will there be a lot of other reunion-type things that people are just kind of doing
yes,
on their own?
Yeah,
free time?
We've heard from several classes, and some of them are gathering at noon at the Rye Alto Cafe, and some of them are gathering out at the Country Club on Saturday. Some of them are having their class reunions elsewhere, but we'll participate. So hopefully we get a lot of people back in town. We want to get people back to reconnect, to feel that spirit of Villisca, to remember their history and their pastimes in Villisca, and just have a good time.
Yeah. Now, they just show up, right?
Yep.
You
they
don't
just
have
show
to
up.
Sign up or call
nope.
or
nope.
RSVP, none
nope.
of that. You just show
nope.
up.
No, we're not doing any kind of registration, no registration fee. We just want people to come back and enjoy and stop by 113 North 2nd Avenue on Friday from 5 to 7, sorry.
Yeah.
And just visit and enjoy and relax and get and kick the weekend off.
Yeah. So when you're putting this together and you're working on the All School Reunion, do you have a Facebook page, a website, or anything?
We
kind
do.
Of
VAFA has a Facebook page. We also have a website, VillisicaAlumni.org. And we try to put all the information on there and promote it and push it. And I know Alex, and they've been pushing it on their Facebook page, and we've been trying to get the word out. So hopefully we get a lot of people come back to enjoy our town.
I'm going to try to stump you, Gail.
Oh, no.
Here we go. So how many alumni are there from the Villisca School District? Do you have any idea?
I do not. Our first graduating class was in 1884.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I could not...
I mean,
not...
obviously some have passed at this
yes,
point, right?
Yes,
but I didn't know if you had an idea of
we
like how
many...
We
do not know how. I mean, you know, we have over 360 members. You know, there's a
yes.
lot of alumni. We do have what we call the Alumni Directory Bible,
mm-hmm.
and it has a list of all alumni from 1832 until Villisca consolidated and became Southwest Valley.
Wow.
And we'll have those for sale on Saturday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Those are very important.
They are.
I would say that's the thing as people are sitting around and wondering, well, was so-and-so in this class or that? And I have seen people reference that, and we have our own now. We're finally to that age where we need it, and we're trying to. But you can look back to see
yeah.
who was in what class mm-hmm. and what year. And
oh, yeah. It's used a lot. And as a matter of fact, we have run out and just ordered a new batch that we'll be selling on Saturday.
Okay, so how much is it?
The directories are
yes.
$10.
Okay, I need a directory. Put me on the list,
okay.
Gail. I want
we'll
to be
get
a,
you one.
I want a directory.
We'll get you
That's
one.
That's pretty cool. You know, that takes a lot of work. Whoever
yes.
put that together, probably your committee.
No, actually, it was put by Linda Artlip Weinstein. I hope that's how I say her last name. I just remember as Linda
yeah.
Artlip and her brother Jim Artlip.
Wow.
And they put it together several years ago, way
yeah.
back.
It's been a while.
And,
a lot of work.
And they've kept it updated and printed. And so, yeah, I was just in contact with Jim here a few weeks ago, and we got an updated version, and we sent it off to the printer, so we have some new ones that
wow.
will be here, and it's a pretty cool thing.
Yes, it
you
is
hear
a cool
people
thing.
From Villisca say, well, I looked it up in the Bible.
Now I know. Okay, very cool. All right, Gail, anything else about the all-school reunion, Gail, that we need to touch
yeah,
on?
Yeah, we will also have a table in the park on Saturday.
Okay.
We'll be setting it up around 8 o'clock and be there until the crowd kind of diminishes. And the members of the VAFA board will be there, and we encourage everyone just to stop by and visit us. We'll have information about VAFA. We'll have membership envelopes if people want to join. We'll be selling the directories. We'll
mm-hmm.
also be selling some T-shirts. We'll have some coasters that have pictures of the old high school on them for sale. So, and then we'll have some information just about our 20 years. They can get some old our past newsletter, and they can just find out some of the things that we've been doing and promoting.
Can anyone join?
Yes, it's Villisca Alumni and Friends.
And Friends.
So, okay. Yes, we have a lot of people that are not alumni. We have a lot of past teachers that are members, past administrators, spouses, and just friends in the community that live in Villisca and want to support it. And not necessarily even Villisca, Corning also, because even though our funds go to the West Campus for the field trips and to support the teachers, the kids in the middle school are from Corning also.
Yeah.
And when we do stipends for students going to national conferences, those are often Corning students, you know, from Corning also. So, yeah, we have members from those places too.
Well, we're all neighbors. We need to be neighborly.
Are. That's right. And Southwest Valley is a great district.
You bet.
They've carried on the spirit and tradition of the Villisca schools and the Corning schools and made a great, great merger.
Absolutely. Gail Maxwell with me, president of VAFA, by the way. Okay, Gail, what else do we need to touch on that we haven't touched on?
Let's see. Oh, also at our table, we're going to have an alumni author, and she's going to be selling the book she wrote. And that's Karen Haley Anderson, and in conjunction with her cousin Jenny Haley Gilliland. They wrote The 102 Mudcats.
Okay.
And that is the story of her family, their family, and their love of baseball. And it's kind of like Build It and We Will Come, only it was in Nottoway, Iowa. They built this or started this Nottoway, Iowa town team. They also played for the 102 Mudcats prior to that. And and they've written a story about the perseverance of farmers and the hard times they went on, but then.
What's the time frame of the book written in? Do you know that off the top of your
honestly,
head?
Honestly.
Buy the book and read it.
Yeah. It's the beginning of when Tom Haley built the field and they started playing as the 102 Mudcats all the way through the Nottoway team, which some of my people that I went to school with played on it. So it went for a long time. And it's the story of that and just the perseverance of farmers and how they put the love of baseball in everyone's hearts. And so they've written this book. So she'll be there selling that also.
Very cool.
The other thing is our grand marshals have been selected. They're alumni. And they are Linda Moore and Carol Greenfield. And they're both graduates of the class of 1955.
Wow.
And they are still very active members in Villisca, community members. And they're both really good friends with each other. They started out playing high school basketball together, and they've just stayed good friends for a long time.
How cool is that?
It is, yeah. Carol and her husband, Jerry, she was born and raised in Villisca. She and Jerry raised their family in Villisca. Their girls went to school in Villisca. And now she's very active. She likes to make food for anyone in need. She's a great source of Villisca history. Linda left Villisca for a while. She went on to Iowa State College at that time and became a medical technologist and worked in Omaha for 30 years, or more than 30 years, almost 40. And then she moved back to Villisca in 2000 and has been an active member in Villisca ever since. She is a member, a board member of VAFA, a very active board member of VAFA, and has been for several years. So they're both great people and will be wonderful grand marshals for our parade.
Well, congratulations. That's a cool story. Yeah. So they played basketball together in high
school. They did.
And now they're that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There aren't many stories like that. That's pretty
neat. I know.
Nice,
it's pretty cool.
All right. And what else do you have, Gail? You have all kinds of, your treasure trove of information over there. So.
Well, like I said, most of it's going to come to Alex with the betterment. One of the things we did help was to line up some food trucks because we knew with alumni being in town, there would be a need for food. So we encourage people to visit our local establishments, go in where it's air conditioned and have some lunch. But we also have some food trucks lined up. We have Jay's Coffee. We have Amos's Fabulous Food. We have the Teeny Weeny Wiener Wagon. Westbrook Food is a new one that was just added.
Out of Villisca. They just got it.
And Fisher Ice Cream. So, you know, there's going to be plenty of opportunities for food and coffee. I think, did I say Jay's Coffee?
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be plenty of opportunities for food, lunch, dessert, coffee, whatever you would want while you're in the park.
Go and enjoy. You know, the thing, too, whenever for an event like this, a festival event, special event, calories don't count. It's all neutral.
Oh, you bet.
So you just dive in
you
and let her
bet.
Rip.
Yeah,
have
there'll
some
be
ice
everything
cream.
From funnel cakes to ice cream
have it
to,
all.
To kinky right. spuds at the Amos truck. And, yeah, there'll just be all kinds of good
doesn't
things
even,
to
doesn't
eat,
even
so.
Count in this situation,
yeah.
so go
yeah.
and enjoy.
And then I think we mentioned the country club will be open from 4 to 8 for alumni to gather there.
Okay. Very
yep.
cool.
Yep.
All right. Now, this is all in conjunction. By the way, we are visiting with Gail Maxwell and Alex Burton. This is Heritage Jays, but this year it's extra special because it's also all-school reunion.
Yes.
So, okay, let's talk about Heritage Jays. Can we do that, Alex? Because
you
have a
you
whole
bet.
I mean, this is a whole event. This
yeah.
is a whole event. So let's talk about it.
So we tried to add a few more days of fun, and we tried to give as many excuses for people to stay in town and enjoy. So we did our best to add in much more than our typical, especially because it's an all-school reunion. So we touched a little bit on the movie. So actually, the movie starts Wednesday the 1st, close to dark, so it'll be around dusk time frame. And our first movie is actually Hoppers. That's a newer movie that's come out, and that sponsors our Methodist Church in Villisca there.
Okay.
That project we're planning to do monthly movies when the weather allows.
Sure.
So don't hit us up in January. We're not there. But when the weather allows, and that actually was primarily because of a couple of grants that we wrote. So definitely thanks to Poet because they sponsored our sound system, and then the Community Foundation of Southwest Iowa covered the cost of the projector, which is a very big cost. But those things are the beginning of our events. And then Thursday, we kind of talked a little bit, but we've got that Chick-fil-A food truck.
Yeah.
And that's down at the swimming pool in Villisca.
Yeah.
We worked hard to get Chick-fil-A to show up, and that's a pretty big deal. They were there from 11 to 6.
Go get some nuggets, get a sandwich, and enjoy from the food truck. You bet.
Spicy chicken sandwich for me.
You're a spicy chicken sandwich guy?
For sure.
I can go with that. I'm not a hater at all, Alex. So the other thing, let's back up to Wednesday for a second, can we? Bring your blanket and lawn chairs.
Yep.
Make yourself comfortable to enjoy, right?
Yeah, kind of absolutely.
So anyway, just wanted to make sure people are prepared.
Yes.
Okay, so let's go back to the Chick-fil-A food truck and what else we have going on Thursday the 2nd.
Yeah, so we're running that food truck at the pool, and then actually the pool is open from 1 to 5, and the Betterment is sponsoring a free pool day.
Oh.
So anybody can come and just swim for free.
Anybody.
So you can just come in, you can get your lunch. And then as soon as the pool opens, you can swim a little bit, go back and get your second version of lunch, and then swim
yes.
a little and then go back again. And
see, to my comment earlier, it doesn't count. This is a whole
right.
is a whole celebration, so it doesn't count. Just let her rip.
And that's wrapping up. So the food truck wraps up at 6. Otherwise, the swimming wraps up about 5. So that
right.
gives you enough time to get ready to head down to the Gray Memorial Family Horse Pole. That's been an ongoing thing that they do long, long time. I couldn't even tell you how long, maybe longer than I've been around. But that's a great opportunity to see. It's kind of like a tractor pole or a
mm-hmm.
truck pole, if people haven't been to it. But it's a little bit different because you're not going to hear the loud exhaust. You're
right.
going to hear the horse instead. But it's an interesting event. And that's down at the number 6 saloon on the south end of town there.
Okay.
And I just saw on Facebook last night they've added a pony pull to that.
Oh
I hadn't
yeah.
seen that.
That,
oh,
would just, that just popped up last night. So
yeah.
that looks like a lot of fun, too.
There
yeah.
you go. All right. So that's Thursday, July 2nd. Are any of these events ticketed, or do I need to reserve tickets for just show up?
Nope, just show up. You gotta pay for your food at Chick-fil-A. Otherwise,
yeah,
no.
Fair enough. Okay, so let's move forward to Friday, July 3rd. What's going on the 3rd?
Yeah, so Country Club there in Villisca is doing a golf tournament that starts at 1 o'clock. I
yeah.
do believe you have to register ahead of time, and there is a cost associated with that.
Sure.
And then obviously the alumni event, the sip and snack that we talked about previously. And then as we head towards dark in the evening, we get some people that set up lawn chairs. Well, there's probably somebody over there now getting their lawn chairs set up for their spot.
Yes.
But
yes.
we start to entertain people as we get a little bit closer to time. So the FFA, the last few years, has done a meal. They kind of do it as a fundraiser, but they actually just do it because they enjoy it. So they'll be at the concession stand, and they'll be serving a meal there. And then we're also, I think Jay's Coffee is
yes.
going to be down
yeah.
there
Jay's
as well.
Jay's Coffee will be there, too.
Okay.
So they'll be serving drinks. So you can kind of get something to drink there and then get your meal over with the FFA. group. And then as we get closer, we'll also do our foam cannon. We did that last year.
How does that work?
Well, it's a really elaborate way of making bubbles. But essentially, it's just soap and water. Not much water, really, even. But soap and water and a big fan that pushes all that out. And it sounds really simple, and it wouldn't be fun. But actually, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And kids spent a lot of time running in and out of the soap. And it's a nice way to cool off, too. So we'll be doing that again like we did last year. And then we also would have maybe some games and stuff. And then we'll start playing our music and that kind of stuff leading up to the fireworks. And then obviously our fireworks are at dark, which is about 10.
Yeah.
It's usually they start the fireworks about 10 minutes after everybody wants them to because they're getting pretty antsy and impatient. But that this year, actually, I did talk with a guy that we contract with, and I think it might be a little bit bigger than years past. And I've heard that we're one of the premier firework displays. I've even heard us compared to a couple of nearby communities that think they have a better one. So
wow,
we'll see.
They are fantastic, and there's a DJ that will be playing music alongside. And yeah, they're the best fireworks.
Now that is provided by the city of Liska. They for the fireworks, is that correct?
So the Betterment fundraises for that.
Okay,
and we kind of contract through that.
Okay,
but
this
them.
Is big. A big display.
Oh, for sure.
Don't sleep
yeah.
on this, right? This
no.
is a, and it starts about 10-ish.
Yep.
We could
yep.
say that. Okay.
Yeah. Just about the time all the kids are upset and tired. Yeah.
From all the foam. They
That's
have
right.
foam, and they're, yeah, they've been eating, and they're ready to, so here you go. Again, this is free. You
yep.
show up, right?
Yep. We take donations as you come in, so if you're driving in a car, usually the fire department helps us raise money.
Yeah.
They hold their little fireman's boot out.
Yep.
I say little. I think it's a size 13 or 14. As you're driving in, otherwise, down there at the field, there's collection points, but you don't have to pay anything.
Yeah. But if you can donate to that. Because
For
it,
sure.
Because it, things like this are take a lot of effort, a lot of time, and a lot of money, generally. So
yeah.
If you can donate,
oh,
please
yeah.
do so.
I think our cost actually this year is probably close to $7,000. So it's
wow.
It's not four bottle rockets and a sparkler.
Anything else from how long have you been doing that? This fireworks display for a long, long, long time.
Longer than I've been
yeah.
involved.
All right. Yeah, there's always been fireworks since.
For people to go and enjoy, that is Friday, July 3rd
mm-hmm.
at 10 p.m. at the football field.
Come okay. early and get parking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead and head over today if you want your good spot.
Because there are people there now marking them out.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anything else around the fireworks or Friday, Alex, that we
nope.
need to touch on? Let's talk about Saturday. What's going on Saturday?
All right. So Saturday, you can start your morning at the community building with breakfast. So thanks to Montgomery County Memorial Hospital, they're sponsoring that with us. And then actually the Lions Club is serving the meal.
Uh-huh.
And that's nice because you go to the community building and then you're already there for the parade. So it's just you walk out the door and you're ready to go. So that's a huge benefit to be
you
able to be there and ready to go. And then we also have a disc golf tournament that's starting at 10 o'clock at the elementary.
You a disc golfer?
I'm not. And I've not even seen those guys because I'm usually helping with the parade lineup. So I couldn't even tell you anything about it.
Yeah. I'm a little familiar with it. I'm just curious if you're a disc golfer or not. I didn't know. Some people really get into it.
Yeah, I golf pretty similar to the way I disc golf, and it's embarrassing both ways. So,
I would be willing to bet money that my golf game is worse than yours. I would just about bet that, Alex.
I feel like I could win that.
I don't know. I'm telling you. Okay, so that disc golf tournament starts at 10 a.m. at
yep.
the elementary ball field.
Yep, yep.
Okay. Other events.
So we'll actually be starting our parade lineup at the elementary and the nursing home parking lot area. So it's great to have that parking doubled up so everybody's fighting for a spot. But we're starting that, and we're basically up until 10 o'clock you can come for the parade. There's no pre-registration.
Okay.
We want as many people as we can get involved with that. There is a different approach. Like as you pull up, if you haven't been involved, you might come to one street and somebody might be there and say, no, we need you to go down a different street, just so we can get everything grouped together the right way. But 10 o'clock, obviously, is the start of the parade.
Okay.
And then that runs the usual route down towards 3rd Avenue, and that runs down across downtown, across City Hall and the park area, and
okay.
and kind of ends at the end of 3rd Avenue.
Okay.
And then once the parade wraps up, then we do a couple other quick things. We do PTO is doing a coin toss, which is kind of an interesting thing. I hadn't really been familiar with it until I saw it a couple of years ago.
How does it work? What do you do?
Well, it's by age group, and it's unfortunately, it's primarily just kids, so we're not allowed to play. But they essentially just throw change out into the street, and then they start go, and then all the kids run over and grab it.
It's
the hardest that you'll ever see kids work picking something up.
Okay.
Only when it's change. It's not like my kids do that at home.
So that's it. So you throw coins in the street and they pick it up. Go, ready, set, go, and everybody's off.
Yep, and it's right in front of the bank there.
Okay. But it's divided by ages.
Otherwise, you might end up with some issues.
Yeah, certainly. That could be a free for all. So, yeah.
And then we're also doing face painting around that same time. So, that, again, the PTO and the Velisky Sports sponsor the face painting for kids. And then we also, this year, thankfully, were able to do the water fights with the fire department.
Oh, yeah.
So last year we had obviously some water issues in terms of how much the city had. So they were able to do it this year instead. And that's a huge event, actually. A couple of the firemen that are working on that have some other departments from other communities coming, so there should be some pretty good competition.
Awesome.
So I'm excited. I haven't been a part of that since I was probably 10, you know, so that should be fun.
Our fire department's celebrating their 150th year.
150 years.
So they'll have some special things going on the street there by the fire department.
150 years.
Yeah. Wow. Well, and you mentioned funnel cakes earlier. Actually, Nina is doing funnel cakes right there in the fire station door to raise money for the fire truck that we're looking to purchase for the fire department. And I'm confident that the calories don't count
they
if
don't.
You're fundraising.
They don't. Carbs, I mean, if you're, you know, if you're concerned about calories or carbs, don't even worry about it.
It's for a good cause.
Yeah.
And then we'll obviously have our food trucks in the park as well. We'll have our barrel train for the kids to ride. And there'll be a couple other activities.
Yeah, the library has something going on in front of the library.
Yes.
She's going to be giving some kids tattoos and stickers and some giveaways outside of the library.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then you, Gail, you mentioned the social hour.
Yes. But before we do that, we also have a photo op opportunity downtown.
Well, that's right.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, there is a facade of a building right next to the city hall where the main building's been torn down, but the facade is still there.
Yeah.
And so the Betterment Association, some of the volunteers, Alex included, have painted and spruced that up. And VAFA has bought some banners, one for Forever a Blue Jay and one for Southwest Valley Timberwolves. And there's two spots there that those banners will be hanging and an open area, and you can take wonderful pictures there. So we want alumni to make sure to stop and get a photo op in Villisca.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. There you go. And then you have a street dance that night, right?
Yep. So then our street dance starts at 8 o'clock, and it's at the Legion this year, so that's on the south side of the square, and that should be a pretty good time. I need to check the weather. He gets kind of frustrated. It rains a lot.
You can start early in the morning and go till late in the evening if you choose.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll make it to the street dance.
That's a lot. That's a big day of activities for people to enjoy. But we're not finished because we have Sunday.
That's right.
So tell me about Sunday.
So Sunday we have church in the park. I think
10
it's at 10 a.m. Yeah.
Yes,
I was
going to
say
10.
I think it's at 10 a.m. And that's been a tradition that's been around probably as a 10-year-old. I remember going to church in the park.
Okay.
So it's been a long-standing deal, and that's kind of nice because it gets you outside, and it tends to be a lot of the different churches congregate together in the park. So that's actually a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay. I have a little information for you. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
For fireworks.
Okay.
Burn Contracting with Night Visions, and they've been doing it for about 20 years. How about that?
All right, there we go.
See?
Good.
There you go.
Good. One thing we didn't mention, it really isn't. This is something that goes on every Saturday.
Uh-huh.
But the farmer's market will also be going on Saturday morning, I think starting at 9.
Yep.
So, you know, whatever vendors that are around that normally come on Saturday will also be there too. So people can come and do a little shopping there.
So we are visiting with Alex Burton and Gail Maxwell talking about Villisca Heritage Days and All School Reunion. It's a full slate really from Wednesday through Sunday, you can go and enjoy and keep yourself occupied and do fun stuff.
Yes.
See some people that you may have not seen in a lot of years, potentially.
Exactly.
Unfair question. How many people do you have working on this? Volunteers, people that have just kind of come together? I mean, it'd be a lot, wouldn't it?
I'd say on the betterment side, it probably takes at least 3 dozen people day of. And then there's also a lot of people planning ahead of time in the background.
Right.
And a lot of those volunteers are the kind of people that don't want to be recognized. But they like to do their part, and especially for Heritage Days.
Yeah. A lot of people, Gail, that takes
on the VAFA end. Like I said, we have 13 board members that are all, we've been planning, and they'll all be kind of showing up to help some in some way.
You bet.
And then I'm sure there'll be other people that pop in and say, hey, what do you need?
Yeah.
So
very cool. Now, and again, most everything is free, right? Other than maybe a food truck or something. But for the most part, go and enjoy. If there's an opportunity to donate, donate if you can.
Right.
I like it. I think it's a great thing. Anything else, Gil?
I guess the only thing on VAFA maybe I didn't mention is that in our 20 years, we've given about a little over $185,000 to our school and community. And, you know, we get that money from our membership fees and from memorials, from donations, occasional fundraisers, but mostly memorials, donations, and membership fees. So, it's a good organization. It's a great organization. It's
something
done
to be
a lot.
Proud of. Yeah,
it is, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, anything else we need to touch on that we haven't touched on?
Last thing I would say is we obviously may have some changes between now and then. So the easiest way to check for those changes is to go directly to our Facebook page. So if you look up Villisca Heritage Days and All School or All Class Reunion. Otherwise, we do have our website that's VilliscaBetterment.com, but the Facebook page is definitely the most up-to-date.
And that'll be a real-time kind of running thing as it goes, right?
Yeah.
Something changes or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
And we follow theirs, and then we post it on our face on VAFA's Facebook page and webpage also. So there's many ways to see what's going on.
You bet.
But your job, Aaron,
is
to provide good weather.
We're going to have – it's going to be a beautiful weekend that weekend. I just feel it for, you know, all of the things going on, the festival and celebration and America 250.
Yeah.
It's going to be 72 degrees and sunshine.
There we go.
Sounds perfect.
We're going to take your word for that.
We'll just go with that for now. It is nice to visit with you both. It's a great thing that's going on. I would encourage people to go to participate in as many of those events that you can when it's going on. So. Very good.
All right. Thank you, Aaron.
Nice to visit with you.
Thank you.
Nice to
visit
with you.
Make it a great day. Again, Alex Burton and Gail Maxwell with me this morning.
It's time for a Brownfield Market Update. This report brought to you as a